Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. DOCDALI. So we have a lot to talk about. This oil slick pipeline leak apparently has finally been stopped. About 126,000 gallons believed to have spilled. We'll talk about what happened. There might be some lawsuits. Sadly, we're bracing for an environmental catastrophe with all the sequelae that can happen with oil that sadly leaked from a 17.5-mile underwater pipeline encompassing now a 13-mile stretch of Huntington Beach as well as Newport Beach. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how vaccinated employees will still get fined from their companies if their spouse or domestic partner doesn't get the COVID vaccine. We'll talk about one such company, large system, that is going to fine even the vaccinated employees. We'll talk about that. On the vaccine front, Europe is adding an additional risk to the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine as they are getting reports of deep vein thrombosis or venous thromboembolism. This is something that we kind of have known about, but in America, we don't have it added to the vaccine risk list. We have a different side effect that has to deal with thrombosis and platelets, but Europe is adding this additional vaccine risk list to the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Also, Twitter has gotten caught censoring the obituary of a mom who died of COVID vaccine-induced thrombocytopenia. So a mom, 37-year-old mom, died, and somebody posted the obituary, and the obituary alluded to how she did not want to get the vaccine. She felt forced with a mandate and then died. Twitter apparently shadow banned, got a whole slew of criticism, and then had to turn around and let it come back on. So again, the big discussion of Twitter thought that that was quote unquote misleading, but when is our current events or medical issues that happen misleading versus current events or news? Tony Bennett's wife opens up about the 95-year-old icon's severe Alzheimer's disease. Apparently, he had his last performance in August with Lady Gaga, is up for a Grammy. Daughter of Jane Roe, I don't like calling her the Roe baby, but Shelley Lynn Thornton has spoken up in an interview, and she is the baby who started the, controversy, not on purpose, but in terms of Jane Roe, Norma McCurry wanting an abortion, and she's opened up in an interview, and she says her mom didn't deserve to meet her. Her mom has since passed. I'm going to talk about that. Also going to talk about how the CDC has now given guidance on how they think we should celebrate the holidays, and it actually includes a window fan. So for those of you thinking about what to decorate in the house or what to bring in, Christmas tree, right? If I want to bring in a Christmas tree, menorah, for those of us who celebrate Hanukkah, but also bring in a window fan. And my guess is if you're going to have a fan in the window, you're also going to want to bring in a jacket. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Governor DeSantis' wife has just revealed that she has breast cancer. We're going to talk about that. And then, interestingly, Country music star Alan Jackson has a chronic degenerative neurological condition. We're going to talk about what that is. It's not going to kill him, but sadly, it's chronic. And we're going to talk about what's going on with him. And then this I found very interesting. Some researchers want to look at why the vaccine is causing adverse events in some and not others. And there have been multiple researchers thinking that it could be the way the injection has been given in terms of they believe that some healthcare providers and nurses or medical students or whoever has been, you know, coming up and stepping up to the plate to give the vaccines, they believe that some people might be, sadly, getting it injected into their bloodstream rather than the muscle cells. And they think that maybe it might be hitting a vein, and some people might be, sadly, getting these adverse events because it's getting injected intravenously and not intramuscularly. So as you can see, we've got a very, very, very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show. But never too busy. Stick your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. And, yes, absolutely, we're also going to talk about the Pandora Papers. Apparently there's been some big leak where a bunch of rich people have their money offshore so they get to bypass a lot of the taxes. I mean, nothing new. You knew that people were going to find, you know, certain tax protections. And globally, apparently tax evasion is huge. Why I think we should just have a flat tax, especially if you're in America. You know, you make more, you pay more, but it's the same percentage all across the board. So, but we want to hear from you and take your questions and your calls, because obviously it's a very busy day at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, CEO of an energy firm whose pipeline leaked the 126 gallons of oil onto the California coast says the spillage has stopped. The company's share price has plunged by more than 50% as a result of the catastrophe, but Martin Wilshire oversees the operations of Houston-based oil company Amplify Energy Corp, said Sunday that his company's 17.5-mile underwater pipeline sprung a leak, has been suctioned at both ends over the weekend. No more oil would be able to spill out of the already contaminated Pacific. It has affected, it was the equivalent of about 3,000 barrels, and it has affected Huntington Beach as well as Newport Beach. So we'll talk about some of the ramifications of that. But we want to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dockadali, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so one of you has asked about depression and the electroconvulsive therapy. And so I know we have a lot of headlines, but I would kind of like to talk about that because it's something that movies sensationalized years ago, and it kind of scared people to think that there would be this sort of, you know, I don't know, zapping, you know, of our brains. And it was, you know, interestingly, when we look at medicine, when we look at modern medicine, many of our advances in modern medicine came from very disgusting, barbaric experimentation. Sadly, a lot of our advances came from what happened during the concentration camps during the Holocaust. Many of our advances in medicine came from using patients who did not consent, who had no idea that they were being experimented on. They might have been promised, like the Tuskegee experiments, that they were being treated. And it's a very, very sad truth. But we are here today with certain, you know, applications of medicine that, you know, we don't want to think about where their roots came from. And we use them because we're trying to help people, and we don't want those who lost their lives or sacrificed to have done it in vain. I wish we could personally thank anybody who ever, you know, I guess, sacrificed for our medical science. Sadly, it was millions throughout in our country, Germany, throughout Poland, everywhere, Africa. So brain stimulation acts as a quote-unquote like switch. And when the brain stimulation happens, they believe that it might be releasing the epinephrine, it might be releasing the dopamine. And so with untreatable and retractable depression, the electroconvulsive therapy or these sorts of therapies that include electricity were used. When I was in medical school in the 90s, you know, we were like, oh, my gosh, you know, that's horrible. How barbaric. And when we rotated through our psychiatry rotation and we worked with psychiatrists, they said, oh, no, this is something that is used today. It's not like what you know, like the Green Mile. It's not where somebody is put up to an electric chair per se. There's ways to sedate. There's ways to make it painless and stimulation. And now they actually have something called, they have an experimental brain implant. And they developed this, according to CNN, for people with epilepsy. Epilepsy are patients who have misdischarges on their, in terms of their neurons and their nerves. And so when a nerve impulse fires and doesn't get received properly, or there's a misfiring, sadly things can happen. They could go unconscious, they could lose motor function, lose bowel function, seize, etc. And so doctors, especially neurologists, have been trying to figure out how to harness, how to control and stave off abnormal electrical misfiring. And there is a team at University of California, San Francisco, that has used the experimental brain implant on a patient suffering with untreatable depression. And they said they have seen remarkable results with the device. It's been calibrated to detect the signals associated with depressive symptoms in the brain and interfere with them. Dr. Catherine Scangos, a psychiatrist, said when we turned this treatment on, our patient's depression symptoms dissolved, and in a remarkably small time, she went into remission. They said it was like a switch. 1 year later, the patient, who was only identified as Sarah, says the device has banished her depression with no side effects. Now, that is huge. Many times, antidepressant medication can, you know, stave off and slow down the depression. And many times with the medication, once you stop it, it comes back. In fact, there was a recent study saying, look, you know, not many people go into remission. Many of them need medication a year or 2 years later. But for somebody who 1 year later has no depression whatsoever, this is something that can be huge. Sarah had told reporters, I'd exhausted all possible treatment options with no success at lifting the depression that had descended 5 years earlier. She said, my daily life has become so restricted and impoverished by depression that I felt tortured each day, forced myself to resist the suicidal impulses that overtook me several times an hour. When I first received stimulation, I felt the most intensely joyous sensation. She said, and my depression was a distant nightmare for a moment. So the study team worked intensely with her. According to CNN, they mapped the areas of her brain that became active when she was experiencing the worst symptoms of depression. You could actually use functional MRI to see which parts of the brain are more active when she's feeling a certain way. and they implanted two small wires into her brain to detect the associated brain activity. Then they delivered a pulse of electricity to interrupt the signal. Now, obviously, it's very highly personalized. You need to be very careful. This has to be highly choreographed, as you know, abnormal discharges can put a person into a seizure or disrupt a whole variety of processes. But the team reported this in the journal Nature Medicine, and it does provide some hope. And this is a little different from electroconvulsive shock therapy, but it works similarly in terms of using electricity to, you know, help fight depression. So depression is a multifaceted disease. And I know, you know, people don't like to label things as disease, but depression isn't something that, you know, you're like, all right, well, I'll just take a pill and I'm good. You have to manage it, just like you have to manage depression or you have to manage high blood pressure. And sadly, many people who have depression, it isn't necessarily that, oh, you're just looking at things wrong. It could be a part of it, which is why cognitive therapy is so crucial. But their hormones could be off. They could lack dopamine. They could lack serotonin. They could have a virus, and the long-lasting virus sequelae, such as COVID. It could be our food, sugar. I notice I don't feel very good after I eat sugar. You know, yet if I eat a good salad and I eat, you know, really, really healthy meal with some fish, I feel better. So hormones, I think, are a part of it. Sugar, nutrition. But unfortunately, it is very brain oriented. And for anybody who's ever suffered from depression, you don't want to be depressed. You don't want to wallow in it. You don't want to pity, you know, be in self-pity. You want to feel better, and you can't, and you're trying. You're trying to talk yourself into feeling better. You're trying to, you know, but if you lack certain neurotransmitters or not enough of them, or if, you know, things just aren't working as well, sadly, you suffer from depression. And people who suffer from depression might try to self-treat with alcohol, with drugs, with food. You know, when I feel a little grumpy, what do? I reach for chocolate. Why do I reach for chocolate? Because chocolate temporarily increases your serotonin. Then I feel great, and then I kind of feel crummy again because it was only a short little lift until I go and exercise, or I take a hot shower, or I put something funny on, and then luckily I'm able to control any ups or downs in moods. But people who have really, really low abysses in their moods, you know, they can't just motivate to, well, I'm going to put a funny TV show on, or I'm going to listen to a song and dance around the house in my pajamas, or I'm going to go take the dog out for a walk. You aren't motivated. And so I worry that depression is going to skyrocket, one, because, you know, this COVID mess just still persists, and when your friends get fired over a mandate, or, you know, you feel like the government is running this country to the ground, or however you feel as a result of, you know, having lost your business and all the other stuff that happened during COVID, I also think that the COVID virus is going to cause depression, and is causing depression in a lot of people. So it's going to be very interesting to see where we move forward. But for those of you that suffer from depression, you know, and you feel like I'm not getting anywhere with the medication I'm on, that's just one aspect, and that's just one medication. Be honest with your doctor, be honest with your medical provider, and get treatment, get the therapy, get the, you know, it's a makeover. It's basically a whole mind makeover that we need to do. And there's a variety of tools we have. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Taiwan's Foreign Minister Joseph Wu is warning of war with China and is asking Australia for aid with intelligence. The news comes after the People Liberation Army of China flew dozens of sorties into Taiwan's airspace. Wu said the defense of Taiwan is in our own hands and we are absolutely committed to that. End quote. One of the largest oil spills in recent Southern California history affected beaches and killed wildlife, while crews worked Sunday to contain the crude before it spread further into protected wetlands. At least 126,000 gallons of oil spilled into the ocean near Huntington Beach. That's about a 40-minute drive south of Los Angeles, California. Huntington Beach Mayor Kim Carr.
That cleanup effort is being led by the Incident Management Team, or IMT, which includes federal, state, and regional response entities.
This is USA Radio News. As the Democrats failed to push their massive spending bill, as well as the bipartisan infrastructure bill last week, they want another month to get their votes together. The new deadline, they have set, is Halloween, or Nevada Admissions Day, October 31st. Chris Barnes with the New England USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The Wyoming senator is claiming the Democrats are purposely holding back the infrastructure bill so they can push their agendas and the other critical piece of legislation the president wants passed, the huge reconciliation package. Senator John Barrasso saying the bill really needs to be passed, and that's why the Senate embraced it in a bipartisan way.
Well, I think the American people want sorts of things that are in that bipartisan bill. Roads, bridges, ports, airports, all of those things are important. I had some concerns with some of the gimmicks that were used to fund it.
From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The NFL battle between Tom Brady and Bill Belichick went to Tom's new team, 1917, Bucks over the Patriots. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you are asking if you should, you know, get your holiday tickets. What's Christmas going to look like? What's COVID going to look like? And if anybody tries to act like they predict, you know, tell them they're blowing it out their butt. I'm not going to try to pretend to tell you COVID is coming back or we're going to get a new wave or we're not. My answer to you should be, I have no idea. That should be my answer to you all. I love the fact that the Delta wave is starting to go down. I'm excited about that. There's going to be a lot of back and forth on who gets credit for that. Public officials are going to say, you see, we had to do the mandate. It was going down anyway. But mind you, there's this political narrative, and I'm not a fan of the mandate. I'm a fan of the vaccine. I think the vaccine is working. I don't like the fact that we're forcing people to get it. I don't like the fact that we're firing people if they don't get it. It's going to be a mess in New York with their teachers. We're already seeing issues in terms of staffing with hospitals, and we'll also talk about how Alaska is now in crisis management mode where they have to now triage and choose who can get a hospital bed or not. So if I had to guess on what things are going to be like for the holidays, I would say plan on making sure your ticket is fully refundable, because we're going to go into holiday season. Holiday season is always cough, cold, flu season. And even if COVID is on the way down, something else will come, whether it's the flu, whether it's another sort of cold. Hospitals are always overwhelmed. Every winter, hospitals are overwhelmed. So I'm not going to be surprised that some public official is going to say, all right, guys, hospitals are overwhelmed. Your immunity is waning. That's going to be the big topic of conversation, where all of us who got a vaccine, like good little girls and boys, now immunity is waning, and they're going to say it's not enough. Now you have to get a booster or you're unvaccinated. So if I had to guess, and this is just a guess, I think the holidays are going to be a cluster. Not so much COVID, but because of everything else. And it's also going to be very, very hard for public officials to save face with all the BS they did with COVID if flu comes back or another sort of, you know, dangerous pathogen that puts people in hospitals like it always does, like pneumonia, and they don't show the same vigilance with their public health policies and narratives. So my fear is, even if we don't have a very, very bad pathogen, we're still going to have these very constrictive rules. And at that point, I actually canceled my holiday travel. I just don't trust, you know, what's going on. I don't know if somebody's going to release another variant. I don't know if another variant is going to just spontaneously come up. Other countries are battling the variants still pretty aggressively. Interestingly, the countries that have the least seem to also be the ones with less vaccine. But that could also be those countries aren't testing. So you have huge numbers of cases in America and Europe and Asia. Well, that's because they're testing more. So we have to kind of be careful with that sort of interpretation of the data. But you do wonder. You know, is our vaccination plan possibly interfering with a natural fight of COVID? I don't know. I like to think they help, but as somebody of science, you need to kind of have an open mind and go, look, if the new waves are still going to affect highly vaccinated populations, then are we doing ourselves a disservice? We really need to kind of take a look and see what's happening in other countries. It's really hard to have a control group. In order to test, you need a country similar to America that hasn't vaccinated robustly and has similar numbers of cases. All we have is apples and oranges. We don't have apples and apples. But the CDC, nevertheless, has given their guidance on how to safely celebrate the holidays. And according to their website, they still recommend virtual events. All right? You know, so the CDC isn't budging, yet they need to cover their bases. And so they say there are safer ways to celebrate the holidays. Decorate your home with holiday-themed items and banners. Now, I got a couple banners I want to put up. Host a video chat party with family and friends to share in the celebration. Now, this is something I dig, right, because sometimes some family you don't want over. So I will support that. Yes, just video, please. Plan a special meal with people who live with you inspired by the holiday or event, meaning, you know, don't just do takeout, cook something. Have an outdoor celebration with everybody at least 6 feet apart. I don't know about you all, but Christmas time, it's kind of cold, so I don't know how that's going to go. Watch virtual events and celebrations. I'm not going to watch the Macy's Day Parade, sorry. That just doesn't do it for me. It's a nice parade, but that doesn't feel like a holiday celebration. Drive or walk around your community to wave to neighbors from a safe distance. Some of my neighbors give me the finger. I don't think I want to do the walk around the block lately. Take a food or gift to family, friends, and neighbors in a way that does not involve contact with others, such as leaving them at the door. So what are those cakes that nobody likes, the fruit cakes? Yeah, if I do that, no wonder I'm getting the finger from neighbors. They don't like those. Throw a virtual dance party and collaborate with friends and family on a playlist. Okay, have you guys seen me dance? Nothing is, you know, kills Christmas faster than my twerking. It's not going to work. Celebrate outside with neighbors and friends. Volunteer to help others in need. That I like. Attend a virtual ceremony or celebration. They're basically telling you to go to church virtually. But if you are going to celebrate in person or with people outside your household, they say get vaccinated. Know when to wear a mask. If you're not fully vaccinated and you're over 2 years old, you should wear a mask indoors. Obviously, somebody at the CDC does not have a two-year-old. Two-year-olds don't like things on their face. They like to breathe. They like to have open airways. They say you don't need to wear a mask in outdoor settings, but consider wearing one if you're in high numbers of COVID cases. They say have conversations ahead of time to understand expectations for celebrating together. Yeah, like don't grab my butt. There's a family in-law member that always grabs my butt. Do not attend or host a gathering if you are sick or have symptoms of COVID. But this is interesting. They say if celebrating indoors, bring in fresh air by opening windows and doors if possible. Now, mind you, there's, you know, snow. Some of you wear a jacket. They said use a window fan in one of the open windows to blow air out of the window. This will pull fresh air in through other open windows. It's true. Whenever the dog farts, we'll open up a door and throw the fan and try to get the smell out. It does work. I don't know if it makes your room, you know, a sterile environment, but it is a trick you could use. It's just, if you're going to open up a window, I mean, it's going to be cold. So, you know, holiday travel. They said delay travel until you're fully vaccinated. I'm fully vaccinated, but by December, am I going to be under vaccinated? They say if you're not fully vaccinated, must travel. They do have recommendations for unvaccinated people. I don't want to read them. They're probably ugly. Those recommendations are probably not nice. Apparently, the government just does not like you if you're unvaccinated. Man. If you are traveling with unvaccinated people, such as children younger than 12 who are not eligible for vaccines, still follow the recommendations. So, Dr. Fauci says it's too soon to say. Yeah, he doesn't want to say anything now because people really, really, you know, criticize him. So, sorry guys, I hope that lends some clarity. I think the holidays might kind of stink this year. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Facebook Live is down. Apparently there's been some issues with Facebook today. So we're going to like record and then we'll post the recordings. We'll see how that goes. So yeah, I apologize. I know the lighting's a little different. So it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we learned today that Governor DeSantis' wife, Casey, who's only 41 years old, has breast cancer, sadly. We don't know the stage. And this is his quote. It's actually very moving. He says, as the mother of three young children, Casey is the centerpiece of our family and has made an impact on the lives of countless Floridians through her initiatives as First Lady. As she faces the most difficult test of her life, she will have not only have my unwavering support, but the support of our entire family, as well as the prayers and well wishes from Floridians across the state. Casey is a true fighter, and she will never, never, never give up.
getting a diagnosis of cancer, I couldn't imagine. I mean, having a cancer scares myself and waiting for the biopsy and it being the longest 2 weeks of my life. You know, we talked about that where when I was younger, this was after the kids were born and all that, and after I finished all the nursing and all that, I started to bleed on one side and was like, why is it bleeding? Just randomly. So none of your doctor friends could tell you anything that could calm you down because, you know, oh, it's just nothing. I mean, you know, when you have doctor friends, they're just pretty blatant. They're like, okay, you know, how's your will? I was like, okay, leave me alone. And so, you know, I really couldn't get a lot of, you know, they gave me empathy, but the look, you know, and you're like, okay, don't even try. Don't even try to sugarcoat it. And thank God it was something called an intraductal papilloma, which was something that, I don't know why I grew it, and it just decided to bleed, but thank God it wasn't cancer. Now, as a result, I go for my mammograms, and I go for my ultrasounds regularly, yearly. My doctor, my gynecologist, is on it, and she's like, you know, you got to stay on this. I have been tested for the BRCA1 and 2 gene mutations. I'm negative for those, but it doesn't matter because breast cancer is still in the family. So on one end, if you do have those gene mutations, try to get that those gene mutations checked out. And by the way, men, if those gene mutations are in the family, you could be at risk for cancer too. There's a whole variety of cancers that can affect men with those BRCA gene mutations. So it's not just a girly thing. But being that there's breast cancer in the family, whether I'm gene positive or negative, there's still a lot of risk factors for breast cancer. So obviously I'm not ideal weight. I don't think I've been ideal weight since, well, medical school. I got pretty skinny in medical school. Actually, I lost all the weight after the babies. I lost all the weight. It was menopause or whatever, or perimenopause. So if you're over 50, family history, the BRCA1-2 mutations, alcohol, if you've never been pregnant, or if you didn't become pregnant until you were over 35, okay, well, I'm okay there. If your period started early, like before age 11, I was 13. Trust me, the whole eighth grade knew. That was not something that you could kind of keep quiet. Everybody knew I had my period every month. Obesity, dense breasts, lack of physical activity, use of oral contraceptives. If you have previous precancerous tumor, any DES exposure, or previous radiation therapy. Now, breast cancer, 1 in 8 women. That has been a statistic that has not changed. 1 in 8 women get breast cancer. This is so common. And I mean, imagine if we didn't have 2 breasts and we only had 1, maybe the number would go down. But 1 in 8 women is a lot. And each year I follow these numbers because I publish an article every year on this. And each year the numbers go up. So they're expecting about 281,500 cases to be diagnosed this year. And that's of women getting diagnosed. How many people still aren't going to the doctor? You know, or just doing telemedicine or avoiding their screens because of COVID. So if they still think we're going to be hitting close to 300,000 of us, and that, imagine, it's probably a heck of a lot more. They say 49,290 cases of non-invasive breast cancer. In men, 2,600 new cases of invasive breast cancer are expected this year. So how many people die each year? So they say about 43,600 women die each year of breast cancer. For men, about 560 men die of breast cancer. Now, men, you know, you have to check yourselves. I know the USPSTF doesn't have self-breast screenings as a recommendation because the government doesn't want false positives. They don't want people to do things and get all nervous and run to the doctor. But I'm telling you right now, the majority of breast cancers that were found on new patients coming to me were people saying, look, I have a lump. Now, I would examine people yearly. You know, I would do a breast exam in the office. I would, those who were due for a mammogram, I'd send them for a mammogram, send them for an ultrasound if they had dense breasts, and the majority of them did. So we would catch it clinically. But new patients coming in that say, I have a lump. I have a lump. I have a lump here. I found a lump. And so men too, you know, check yourself. I know men, you know, people don't like to touch themselves. You know, they're like, I don't know. I don't, you know, it's, you need to know your body. You know, just because in society they think boobies or man boobs are something that should be covered up, it's still a body part. And I wonder if that's why so many cancers still don't get diagnosed that easily, because people think, I just don't want to look there, or I don't want to, you know, it's awkward. And by the way, never, ever, ever have a, you know, partner, a lover do your exam. Everybody says, well, you know what, I don't want to touch myself, but I'll have my husband do it. And they don't know what the heck they're doing. They don't. And they even say so. They don't want that on them. Do you think the average husband wants the responsibility of finding your breast cancer? Okay, the average husband is always in the doghouse. And you think they want, well, you missed it. You missed it. You were always touching my boobies. How did you not know? You were always there. So I don't give that to my husband. I just don't make him do that. And he's like, you know, good. And by the way, they want to be thinking about other things when they're touching your boobies. They don't want to be thinking about an invasive breast cancer that could spread and kill you. So I went for my mammogram. The mammogram, it was great. You know, I went to Steinberg Diagnostic. They're awesome there. And they kind of know me. And so they've stopped asking me to lift up the breast, you know, because I'll just tell them, bring the machine down. And, you know, I always fight with the radiologist. They go, look, you know, we don't want your foot in the film. And I'm like, look, you know, I can't lift up the breast. Okay. It's too difficult. You know, why can't you just bring the machine down? And so, you know, after being diagnosed with bunions after every mammogram, I think they've just kind of learned that, okay, we're going to do it. We're going to bring the breast up into the machine. And so I took some pictures, but I didn't want you guys to have to see certain stuff. And so I did the mammogram, and it was good. It didn't hurt. I mean, I know they squeeze you a lot, but again, you know, if you're in relationships where they get squeezed anyway, it just doesn't seem to be as painful as you would think. If you, though, are having hormonal fibrocystic breast changes, it can be more tender. You might want to go for your mammogram, not right before your period. If you're still menstruating, sometimes you could take a little anti-inflammatories prior. You don't wear deodorant. You're not allowed to wear deodorant, but luckily it's kind of already cold, so it's totally fine. And I'm like, okay, do I stink? They're like, no, you don't stink. I'm like, woo-hoo. Yeah, because I really don't want to stink. You know, and then, there's other women there, so all we're doing is talking boobies. You know, we women, we are able to bond. For some reason, the boobies allow us to bond. So we're all talking and whatever. I got a little nervous, you know, because during the old, you know, you can't, as a doctor, read your own film. So you sit there and you go, how is it? How is it? How is it? And nobody's allowed to tell you. So, you know, I got a little nervous because breast cancer's in the family. When you have double D's, there's just so much area for, God forbid, something to happen. So breast cancer is one of those cancers where I'm, God forbid, expecting and hoping to knock out of the ballpark. But I got to tell you, people, get those mammograms if you're due. Men, check yourselves. Anything feels not right, get it checked out. Because breast cancer is very easy to treat these days if we catch it early. But you got to catch it early. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding.
Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.